In the name of Allah, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. Why is it that we Muslims have been required to say our prayers in the different timings of the day? We know that the Quran is quite clear about the fact that we ought to say our prayers in different timings of the day and not together. The Quran says, "Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitaban mawquta." Indeed, the prayer has been required to be said at their appointed timings. If we look at the reasons, we would know that the timings of the prayers are the ones which help the one who is praying in achieving the purpose of it most effectively. The purpose of saying our prayer is to remember God. And remembering God is an exercise which has to be done through the signs of God Almighty, through what He has done for us. We have never met God physically, and therefore we cannot remember Him through what we remember of His appearance, because we have never had a glimpse of it. We remember God through what He does to us. We remember Him from the signs that He has spread across, that we see, we observe, and we experience. So that if prayer was meant to remember God effectively, it ought to be said in the time when there is a reason for us to remember Him. So, for example, we start our day by saying our Fajr prayer. It is a time when the darkness of the night is overcome by the light of the day, and that transformation is taking place gradually but decisively. It's an occasion for us to be reminded that God is the one who is running the affairs of this world. We needed the darkness of the night, and then we needed the light of the day. And it is God who is enabling that light to appear. And it is an occasion for us to remember God, to thank Him, and to glorify Him. And then we see that in no time the sun appears and the light of the day is what dominates and the darkness disappears. Sun is required by the Almighty to rise and to travel in a way that we, the humans of this world, are given opportunity to do different things that we are expected to do, that we need to do for making a living. When the sun reaches at its climax on top and then begins to incline, it is another occasion for us to remember that the day is actually being run by the Almighty. He is the one who is in charge. He is the one who has enabled this huge ball of fire to serve us because we need it. And we thank God by saying our Zuhr prayer. And then we see that the sun begins to incline towards the horizon, its destination. Somewhere in between, we are required to say our Asr prayer so that we again tell God that, oh God, we know that it's You who is doing all this for us. We thank You. You are great. And we are indeed in debt of whatever You're doing to us. And then what happens is that we see the glorious spectacle of the sun disappearing and sunsets. Of course, it's another occasion for us to acknowledge God's greatness and to thank Him and to tell Him that what He is doing is indeed what we acknowledge. We needed it and He has done it, and we think that it's brilliant. And thereafter, we see that the sun not only sets, but it completely disappears to give way to darkness of the night. And the night takes over the entire surroundings, and it is another occasion, another revolution change that takes place in the environment, and therefore another occasion for us to glorify and thank God Almighty. And we remember Him most effectively because another change has taken place. So, the reason why the Almighty has required us to say prayers at the different timings of the day is not just incidental and not something which is without any purpose. It is designed by the Almighty with a wisdom that when a believer looks at the different timings of the day, he finds himself inclined to thank God for what he is doing to him. And prayer helps us in therefore thanking God and remembering him in the most effective manner, provided if we actually care to look at the different timings and relate them with God Almighty, who indeed is the one who is running the affairs of our world. May the Almighty enable us to remember him properly and effectively, and may he enable us to say our prayers in the best possible manner.